USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another grim milestone as the number of coronavirus deaths in the United States has now exceeded 60,000. There is a bit of good news, though, as well, as a new drug that's apparently showing promise in treating COVID-19 is reportedly going to be fast-tracked for approval by the FDA. President Trump saying yesterday he is hopeful the agency will issue the emergency approval for remdesivir, which would make it the first drug approved to treat the virus. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is now ordering all California beaches and state parks to close. It takes effect tomorrow, the move coming after thousands of people packed the beaches last weekend in the Golden State. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Could man's best friend help us as we deal with the coronavirus pandemic? Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has announced he has formed a vice presidential search committee. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At least 4 children are dead, another is missing, after a horse-drawn buggy overturned during a rainstorm in Kentucky. It happened yesterday afternoon in a very rural area of the northeastern part of that state, about an hour east of Lexington. Kentucky State Police say the horse and buggy were crossing a low-water bridge when the buggy overturned. It threw an adult and 5 kids into the water. The adult was quickly rescued, but crews found the bodies of the 4 children, and again, they're still searching for the 5th. Wall Street futures are up after tech stocks reported some solid earnings. Dow futures up 75 points a short time ago. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500 futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. Facebook and Microsoft shares rose in after-hours trading after both tech heavyweights reported promising revenue numbers in spite of the economic wreckage from the coronavirus pandemic. And a surfer in California nursing some minor wounds after a brush with a shark near Moonlight Beach in Encinitas. The attack happened in the afternoon yesterday. Lifeguards did immediately tend to the surfer, who was then taken to a hospital for further treatment, expected to survive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.